Good morning, welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we're going to be learning Mishlei Perek Chof, the 20th chapter of the book of Mishlei. This Perek has 30 psukim minutes, and its general theme is the role of a king. It's fascinating, you could naturally read this Perek without realizing that all of the descriptions therein are actually referring to how a king should behave, not simply a regular person as we have been describing up till now. Let's take a look at it. We can divide this perek into three basic sections. The first seven psukim, Aleph to Zion, focus on the ideal king. It talks about avoiding fights. He talks about scorning laziness, which seems to be a theme in Mishlei very predominantly. And there's the idea of praising the righteousness and innocence, being a person who is upright and naive, so to speak, in the way that they serve God. Misalech betumoy tzadik, a person who walks in his innocence serves God. He's not got all these schemes. That's the first section. The next and main section is per pasuk ches to chof zayin, 8-27, in which it describes the function of the king. The two main functions of the king, as are described in the Torah, are to judge the people justly and to go to war to defend the people. So in Pasuk Ches, as an example, Melech Yoshev al Kisei Din, the king sits on the throne of judgment. And in Pasuk Yud Ches, Machshavos Be'etzah Tikon, Uvesach Bulois Asei Milchama. He prepares his thoughts very carefully, and with schemes he goes to war. These are the two functions of the king. And it's fascinating that a lot of this section deals with honesty, honesty in measures, honesty in judgment, seeking the inner ideas of people and what they're really up to, because that is the judgment a king has to render to the people who come in front of him. It is, of course, there is a recognition in the section of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Almighty, knows more about the human psyche than the king does, and that is part of what is attributed in this section to the Melech Malchei Melachim. And finally, the last three psukim, Chof Ches to Lamed, are about the praise of those who serve the king, whether it be Tiferes Bachurim Kocham, whether it be the young men, or Kohav Hadar Zekenim Seva, or the Hadar, the praise of the elders who are serving the king as well, whether they be kings in their own right, or whether they are serving the king themselves. It's interesting to note that the first pasuk in each of these three sections, which is what delineates them, is a description of the king, and thereafter are a whole lot of descriptions about people operating, and we understand that it's referring to a king. We're going to focus on some of those psukim to get a sense of what's really going on. The second pasuk, Pasuk Beis, which really is essentially the beginning of the first section, the first pasuk in this perek actually relates back to the theme of the last perek, about a leitz, about a scoffer, but nonetheless, the first pasuk in the section, which is pasuk beis, is Naham kikfir emas melech. The terror of a king is like the roar of a lion. Mis aberoi choytei nafshoi, he provokes him, risks his life. What is this referred to? So the Mitzvah says this is explaining that a king instills fear in his subjects. That's the way a king operates, and that's necessary for the operation of a king. The Al-Sheikh adds to this dimension and says that's true, and the reason why we don't perpetuate crimes, we don't hurt or maim other people, is for one of two reasons. One is fear of justice, we don't want to be prosecuted because of our actions, but the other one is because of kavod, because of respect, innate respect for that human being. The first level is this pasuk, Eimas Melech, the fear of the king, and the second pasuk is actually, if you carry on reading pasuk Gimel, Kavod La'ish Sheves Meriv V'Kol Evil Yiskala, you're going to stop fighting because of the Kavod La'ish, the respect of a human being. So the Al-Sheikh points out that there's two reasons why, one in a certain sense is intrinsically and the one is extrinsically, why we respect others. The Ralbag shifts the theme of this, and really he shifts the theme of this entire perek. The Ralbag looks at this perek from a different perspective, and he describes that this is not referring to a king on the outside, it's not referring to the law and the legal system, it refers to the human being themselves. The human being has, so to speak, this idea of malchus. Malchus means it's the attribute of control in one's own life. When a person feels like they are in control, a person feels like they are ultimately calling the shots in their own life, in such a situation, that is referring to the Eimas Melech. And it means to say that the question is are we able to make decisions which make us feel like we are in control, make us feel like we are living a life which is above indulgence, above simply retaliation, above the instinctual level of living. That is what is being described in this perek. And this is expressed in this pasuk of the Naham Kakfir Emas Melech, Mis Abroi Choytei Navshoi, a person who is in control of their lives and is not doing things on a whim. We move to the beginning of the second section, which reads in Pasuk Ches as Melech Yoshev al Kisei Din, the king seats or is seated on the throne of judgment. Mezareh be'enov kol ra, he winnows out the evil by his glance. This refers to, of course, the idea that he is a judge of people. He is a person who adjudicates court cases. Mezareh, the idea of winnowing, is to throw the seeds up in the air and the chaff blows away. So the Malbim explains, and he says a very powerful thing, and that is that if you see a society which has corruption in the streets, it's very likely that that corruption actually trickles down from a higher place, and the leaders of the country, almost guaranteed, are also corrupt. When you have corruption that starts at the top, it trickles down. When you have a country in which there is honesty, when there's integrity, when there's law abidance on the street, it is a likelihood that it is coming down from the king as well. So there are certain auras, there are certain ideas which permeate society, and that's referred to over here, is when the king is Yoshev al Kisei Din, that is, in fact, it impacts those around him, the Malbim explains. Of course, the Ralbag, going back to the more psychological perspective over here, says that a person who has a cerebral control over their own life needs to realize that they do have weaknesses, they have biases, which is why the next pasuk is Mi amar zakisi libi utaharti mechatosi. Who can say that they've purified their heart and exhumed from themselves any biases in their or sins in their soul, in their nature? Which means to say that even a person who is a king who sits on kisei din, but at the same time, a person needs to realize that they are always biased when they're making their decisions, whether it be experiences, whether it be decisions made in the past, which influence a person as to how they're going to make decisions in their lives. We move to Pasuk Chav Ches, the end of the section, which is a very famous Pasuk. Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, Chofes Kol Chadrei Voten. That the candle of God is the soul of a person, and it seeks out the innermost chambers. The Aruch HaShulchan, very uncharacteristically, at the beginning of Aruch HaChai, the beginning of his Pirush on Shulchan Aruch, explains that on the sixth day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a human being who is comprised of two very different elements. One is a soul, which is from the Nishma, the Ner Hashem, which is the spirit or the candle of Hashem. And then there is the body, the primate body that is put into. And these two things are always at tension. One of them is pulling towards spiritual ideas, the other one is pulling towards physical ideas, and the physical ideas are much more loud and much more tempting, which is why they often overcry and overshadow the yearning for the spiritual things which are to be found because of the inner expression of a human being. It's worthwhile noting that for those biologists who like to simply look at the human being and put them into the lab and cut them up on the table, they can only measure the primate, they can only measure the body, they cannot measure the Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, which is why when they arrogantly say and state that there is no soul, that is simply because they do not have the equipment to measure the soul. And that's why it's important to understand that this is the inner beating part of the person, as is clearly delineated in the Torah in Genesis 1 and 2. The Vilna Gaon says not only is it that this is the soul of the person is from Hashem, but there's more to it than that, in fact. And this is a very scary point, but if you read the end of the pasuk, it is Chofes Kol Chadrei Voten. It searches out the innermost thoughts of a person, in the innermost chambers of the person's conscience. And what that means, to says the Vilna Gaon, is not only is there our soul at any expression of the divine, the sublime, it means to say that when it returns to Hashem at the end of life, it is going to report on everything that went on that level. Hashem will see all the actions of human beings, and Hashem will hear all the speech of the human beings. How will God know all the thoughts? Well, because part of him was in every human being, and when that part of him returns to the divine, it will report on even the thoughts we had as well. That's why it is the soul is the Ner Hashem, but it's also Chofes Kol Chadrei Voten, terrifying thought, something worthwhile thinking about and keeping in mind. Finally, the last pasuk we're going to focus on is the first pasuk of the third section, which is Chesed, Chav Ches, Chesed Ve'emes Yitzru Melech V'Sad V'Chesed Kisai. That what this means to say is, we're referring to how both faithfulness and loyalty, or kindness and truth, are protections for the king, and he maintains his throne by faithfulness or kindness. This refers to, as the Ralbag explains, either it means to say that when a king wants to maintain a kingdom, he needs to have a degree of justice, that's the MS, in order for their society to operate and people not to take advantage of one another. But there also needs to be a degree of chesed in order that the populace appreciate the fact that this is not just a machine, this is not just a robot, this is a person who cares about his subjects, and that will ultimately support him. And the Ralbag transposes this, of course, to the human being, viewing, as he does the whole perek, in the psychological perspective, that the melech, the idea of malchus, is a characteristic which we can allow to guide our lives, And therefore he says that a person needs to have both chesed and emes in their life. On the one hand, they need to be disciplined. They need to make sacrifices. They can't just do what they want when they want. But on the other hand, they need to also be able to enjoy life. They also need to be able to take those moments, those breaks. It's not just climbing that ladder of success. It's also about being with people. It's the relationships. It's the time it takes to grow. It's the time it takes to experience. Both of those elements are expressed in the chesed and the emes, which are the yitzroi melech, which will ultimately protect a person through their journey in life. With this, we conclude with just four psukim, obviously an invitation to learn many more as we go through this perek individually and unpack each pasuk by itself. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.